Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Brought to you by Boston Connect Real Estate Services. Connect with Sharon now at 781-837-4900 and online at bostonconnect.com. Now, here's Sharon McNamara.
And good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara here on WATD this morning. And I hope that all of you are doing well and enjoyed your holiday. We are just scrambling around in here. Sorry about that, Larry. We have Larry manning the phones this morning. And if you would like to talk to us, because we would love to talk to you, please contact us at 781-837-4900. Again, we are just settling in here. It was, you know, our decision to go live today because we figured we'd be ready. Looks like we're not.
What were we thinking, Sharon?
I don't know. But whatever. No, we're here. We're here and we're live here. And we're having a really good time here over at WATD. But you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara along with Cindy Ford, as promised last week. I told you that Cindy would be here with me in studio, and she's going to be here with me more and more as my sidekick and co-host to co-hosts, I guess. Well, really, yeah. I'm having a little bit of, I'm like running around here. I'm sweating a little bit, not going to lie. But I started my new eating plan today, like to try to be healthy. Do I look any better?
10 years younger.
Yeah, I know. I feel it. My goodness.
I know. It's amazing how fast that worked.
Yeah, exactly. So I hope that everybody has their resolutions all in order and what they, you know, a lot of times people are always like, what are we going to give up? But I hope people, because I'm not just giving up something. Like, oh, you know, people will say, I'm going to stop eating terrible. I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to stop doing all these things. I want to start doing things.
I want to pay it forward more.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
Because
I
can't give anything else up, Shea.
Yeah.
I've got nothing else to give up.
Well, we went out on New Year's Eve.
Oh, I'm still full.
So we went to Fogo de Chao, right? Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
In Boston, right, in Copley Place. And that was my first time actually being in Boston for New Year's, which is weird.
I haven't been in there in probably 30 years, but I have to say, when you watch the news the next morning, the hype of how crazy it seems and how busy, it was quiet.
I think it was downscaled a little bit this year. I had heard that not as many ice sculptures and stuff. I mean, the ice sculptures we saw were amazing, but, you know, it was fun. I love being in the city.
Me too.
I just love being in there, hence the name Boston Connect Real Estate, I guess, is why I came up with that. But, it was a great night. It was nice seeing all, you know, the ice sculptures and the people and the clocks, and yeah, it was fun.
It was fun.
So today is our first show of 2016, and we have a lot of great stuff planned for the year ahead.
We do.
We do. And you are going to be helping us coordinate all of that, right?
I am going to do my very best. Well, we talked a little bit about it 2 weeks ago, right?
It was
really last week. See,
because we pre-recorded, it seemed like forever ago.
It does. It seems like forever ago. So we talked about getting different types of people in here, you know, that can work on your roof, that can do landscaping. So I'm reaching out to all of those. Those types of people this coming week. So we're excited. Lots of different things that I'm actually interested in for doing garage floors over and doing, how to make the most of spaces, clutter, all those types of things.
Yeah, we want to bring in some new, Kirk, if you're out there, Kirk Reed was just looking for something. Are you looking for your earbuds? Is that what you're looking for?
These are mine.
Your computer. Is that your computer?
Oh, right there, Dom. Sorry.
Sorry about that. This is just how live works, right? So now Kirk Reed has his computer. All is well. Everyone can do their finances now.
Right. Clearly we're live this morning.
And you know what? He's family. I love him. So we have a lot of great things that we're planning on for this year and bringing in some new hosts and doing all kinds of fun stuff like that. For today, what we thought is there's just a couple of things that I want to say is obviously a happy new year to all of our listeners. And we're wishing you, most importantly, health. What goes with that is always prosperity, but we're wishing everybody health and, you know, just this is the year, I think, for people to really take care of doing it for themselves, mm-hmm. right? Right.
Agreed.
And others, right?
Yes,
you know what
absolutely.
I mean? But taking care of your inner self. And then I wanted to say good morning to my dad. I brought my dad some lentil soup. So I don't know does your family have any like traditions that you do on New Year's Eve? New Year's Day.
New Year's Day, no.
So in my family, we always grew up, and my dad, we would always have lentil soup. So that's what I do now. I make lentil soup every New Year's Day. The girls are not fond of it, but I make them eat at least a spoonful of it. So, Mackenzie had some friends over the house last night, and as everybody was coming in, I was like, all right, you have to take a mouthful of this, and a lot of people don't like it. I like lentil soup. I know you don't eat lentil soup because of the lentils. I get it.
Yep.
But for me, I do lentil soup, and I wasn't able to get it over to my dad. I made it sort of late last night, and I brought it to him this morning. So I saw my dad this morning, so he has his lentil soup.
What a great way to start your day.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Morning,
yeah.
Dad.
My first hug was from my dad, so good morning, Dad. I love you, and Happy New Year. And then I have to say this. All right, so I went into Cumbie's this morning in Pembroke Center to get my green tea. Now, the reason why I like to go to Cumbie's is because I make it myself, and it's always right. That's how I know, right?
Right.
And I just like it. You know what? It's $1.06. I go in, I get my thing, and I run out the door. Well, I turned the tea bag thing, and there was a man next to me, and he had his hot chocolate there, and for probably one of his sons or whatever, or kids, I don't know, and it fell all over the floor. So there I am with paper towels. That's why I'm so late, cleaning up like this big mess in Pembroke Center at Cumbie's. So I just want to say sorry to the woman at Cumberland Farms, like that you had to clean up that mess with me, and then sorry to the guy, like I'm so sorry that you did that. And then, you know, David Owen, who works in our office. His uncle just happened to be there in the middle of my chaos and came over to me and he's like, hi, nice to see you. Do you know who I am? And I'm like, I don't even know who I am right now. You know what I mean? So I was sort of flustered. So I'm sorry. No, and he's David Owen's uncle. And my apologies to him that I wasn't a little more cordial. I was just like sort of stressed.
Understandably so.
So anyways, I got all my apologies out and whatever, you know,
and
there
we're
we
here.
Go. And that's the reason why I'm all fumbled up this morning. So what we're going to talk about today are the top five reasons why people should keep their home on the market if you are on the market right now and you just made it through the holidays. And if you're thinking about coming on the market, why now is probably a better time than March 1st when everybody else is going to be coming on. I know you pulled a bunch of statistics and everything too, so we're going to go over that. The other topic we're going to have today is top five actions that you should be taking now that the holidays are over if your house is on the market. So we can actually call these sort of our little bit of a resolution, things not to do. And we're going to make sure that your home is profiled in its best light. So when the buyers do come to your house, they're like, wow, I love this house. This one's for me. You know what else I did this morning? I've been up early just watching HGTV. I love that Magnolia show.
Oh, I've never seen that. Magnolia?
I forget the name of it, but it's Magnolia. Oh, it's a husband-wife thing.
Oh, I think I know that one.
In Texas, maybe?
Yeah, I think I know that one. Yeah, I do watch that one.
Yeah, they're great.
Didn't
I love them.
That.
I'm totally addicted.
I know.
I love
cute.
Them. And they are so cute. I want to be that cute. 781-837-4900 if you want to give us a buzz just to say Happy New Year, to give us some ideas of some shows that you're interested in seeing this upcoming year, or if you have some questions about putting your house on the market and why you think it's a good time to take your house off the market, because I've had a few clients call me. It's funny because the first 2 weeks before Christmas, it's like, you know, you don't hear from people, everyone's running around and no one's paying attention. We're still in the office paying attention to everything that's going on.
We are.
And then it's, you know, that, you know, it's 3 days after Christmas and the phone starts ringing like, all right, so what are we going to do to get the house sold? You know, we're going to wait until New Year's is over and then we're going to sort of assess things. So do you have anything to say? Anyone you want to say Happy New Year to? You want to just get into this? Let's just get into it.
Right? Yeah. All right, let's do this. So just statistically for us, speaking for us, I know I had 3 closings in December, and then Eileen Stewart, who I work with in the office, as you know, she got a call from someone that needed to put their house on the market as quickly as possible. And so we thought, okay, first thing after the holidays, we'll get right on that.
Yeah.
We put the house on the market December 23rd. Mm-hmm. It was quicker than I even thought. And Christmas Eve, we were talking to the sellers on 4 offers that we had.
Yeah.
I had 9 showings on December 23rd for this property in Hanover.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now under agreement. We had the inspection last week. What is today? Saturday?
Yeah, today's
Wednesday. We had the inspection on Wednesday. you know, I'm putting another property on the market Tuesday in Plymouth that I just went down. I apologize because the days are starting to blend because you're just mm-hmm.
I feel like it's Monday.
I know I was working Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Rick and Miriam in the office. We were putting two offers in on Christmas Eve at 10:30 at night.
I know.
We're working.
Yeah,
on Christmas Eve.
And that's the thing. And that's I guess our bigger point of this whole thing is if you are not on the market, your house is not going to be seen.
Right.
So if you think about, you know, people are like, oh, I'm taking it off for the holidays. Well, how much time did everybody have off for the holidays? When Christmas fell on a Friday, and I know that there are other holidays, but I'm just talking basics here with the holiday that just passed us, okay? So it fell on a Friday, which means Christmas Eve was Thursday. We ended up ultimately just, closing the office. I mean, we had the phones, you know, sort of forwarding and everything, but there was nothing really going, you know, going on, you know, but people are on vacation. So that they want to go out and look at houses.
And they did.
That one in Hanover, I think the mixture of having that house priced appropriately and being new on the market and people being home from vacation really, really sparked so much. And like people saw it and they were there.
Oh, I'm still getting calls and I have three backup offers, but we're moving forward with the purchase and sale. Everything went well in the inspection, but it was a crazy time. That's why I'm confused, I think, on my days because I worked on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
I worked on Christmas Eve. New Year's Eve day, and then was yesterday New Year's Day?
Yesterday was New Year's Day.
Oh, okay, so I was getting my property. I had to go down and take pictures of my property in Plymouth and get mm-hmm. that ready. And I'll tell you, this client, this is another thing. I'm going to digress for a second, but
well, we don't normally do that here.
No, never. But the pictures look great. The only thing that shows that this property is, you know, I had to take the pictures at this time of year is that there are no leaves on the trees, but the sky was blue when mm-hmm. I was down there. They had maintained the yard, done all their landscaping, cleaned everything up, taken down the decorations. It looked fabulous, and mm-hmm. so I was thrilled about that because I was nervous about, oh, it's winter. How is this going to show in the pictures?
How's it going to look, yeah.
Looked great, and, you know, I'm excited to get that one on.
Well, the thing is it is what it is. I mean, you know, this is the time of year that we're in right now, and you know, people, when it snows out, those are the pictures that always have to be changed out. I mean, they look really pretty, but then I hate when it's like April, May, June, and people still have their snow pictures up there. Yeah. Mm. So I know a lot of clients worry about, I'm going to talk about a couple things here. Well, actually, so you were telling your stories. I'm going to digress a little too. Mm. So New Year's Eve, I was in the office before we went out, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to stay here until 12 o'clock. It's going to be so quiet. I'm just going to take off. While I was there, I got phone calls on my personal phone call, people calling me. I'm doing an analysis for somebody this weekend, and she's not necessarily selling her home. She's thinking about refinancing, but she just wants to sort of get her head wrapped around mm-hmm. it. But these are the things that we're doing. You know, we talk about give it out in slices. It comes back to you in loaves. I'm glad that she thought of me when she thought about a real estate agent, you know.
Right.
So I'm going to be doing that on Sunday. I'm doing an open house on Sunday. And then while I was at the office, I was there. It was just the phone was just ringing, and I couldn't believe how often it was ringing. And then Mary, who is my assistant, she called, and we put a house on the market, got a house under agreement. I think that went under agreement like Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. And then they put an offer in on a house New Year's Day. It just happened to be my listing. Mm-hmm. So now we're working with, you know, a buyer client, a seller client, and that's what we were doing. It's crazy.
It's crazy busy. And I'm excited about that. I love being busy, but I can't believe for me, it's been the busiest December.
Yeah, and I think it's because we do have some clients. Like, we're talking right now about our listings that are generating people, you know, the houses are selling. Mm-hmm. So that's why we keep on saying to people, and I think, I don't know why, I think people don't, I don't understand why people think why you shouldn't have the house on the market right now. So if you're a listener and you are thinking about putting your house on the market, but you're going to wait until March, why don't you, or April or May, why don't you give us a call, 781-837-4900, and let us know why you think that that's the best approach to go. So I don't know if we have any listeners out there this morning or not. Everyone's probably taking down trees and decorations and all that stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. But I will tell you this. Statistics show for Boston, winter months, 62% of properties that are listed sell within 6 months. Mm-hmm. But in the spring months, it's only 51%.
Huh.
And in the fall, it's 46%. Yeah. And then in the summer, it's 48%.
Look at you with all your statistics this morning.
I know.
I'm so impressed. Well, I love numbers.
I know you do, and that is why I'm not the numbers person. I said, I'm going to do this for Sharon. So it shows average days on market in the winter months is 26 days. Because there's not a lot of inventory. And if your house is priced appropriately and it's, you know, marketable,
yeah,
it's not going to last.
Yep.
I promise you that.
So when I wrote down my top five reasons why you should stay on the market or come on the market right now, and if you went off the market for the holiday, all right, that's behind you. You should come back on now. Okay.
Now.
And I know a lot of people are like, no, I'm going to wait until March and April when, you know, trees stop blooming and all that other stuff. We are talking about the low inventory. Mm. So to give people a perspective about this is, when we have low inventory, that means there's a group of buyers out there. Now, people think that there are more buyers in the spring. I don't necessarily think that that's true. There are more buyers all the time. It may seem like there's more buyers because there's a group of people who are like, all right, it's the spring. It's time to put my house on the market. So there's more houses on the market. So we see more sales potentially in the spring months than we do in the winter months, but it's only because there's more houses on the market, not necessarily more buyers. Buyers are always looking.
Always. If you're looking, you're looking. Christmassy. I mean, these were families that in this Hanover, they, you know, with multiple children getting ready for the holidays, and I had, you know, nine showings on the first day.
Absolutely. And especially this time of year, we talk, this is actually further down in my list, but when we're talking about, you know, the inventory being low, we're talking about that there are so many different categories of people that are moving. We have people who are relocating into Boston, right? Where the financial, medical, and education hub.
Yep.
We have first-time home buyers. They're always out there.
Yeah. Major family change.
Yeah.
You know, like, for instance, having another child that just there's no room for in your house, or your first child and you're in maybe something, you know, a lot smaller or a condo and you want to move into a home. There's in some people that, you know, just need to sell their home quickly for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then we can talk about things that are not fun to talk about, especially on January 2nd, divorce and death. Yeah. Unfortunately, those are things that happen, but we do see a lot of homes because one of the things we're seeing is a lot of generational, like combined generations living together, so multi-generational living. Yeah. I actually got interviewed by the Boston Globe on that one time a couple of years ago, but it's still something that's very, very big. And I have a beautiful home in Pembroke where I think that a lot of times people are thinking about in-laws and they think about maybe like a small little ranch with a little in-law, or I have this beautiful colonial in Pembroke on a beautiful, beautiful street, and it has just a really nice layout for an in-law suite. There are options right now, like the in-law, the bedroom is on the second floor, but it can be arranged where you could make it on the first floor. But not everybody who's in an in-law type situation can't do or handle stairs.
Right.
Right?
Correct.
So we see a lot of that multi-generational. We're going to be doing an open house over there next weekend, by the way. And that, if you want to see that or want more information on that, you can look it up online or just give me a call. But that is on Farmside Drive in Pembroke. And again, that is a beautiful, beautiful colonial.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I went to the broker open house for that. That was gorgeous.
Yeah, you know what's nice about it is, excuse me, I just like almost ate the microphone there. It's like you feel like there's when you're in your own house that you're in your own house. Like you don't even necessarily feel that in-law.
Correct.
Like, you know what I mean?
Because
a lot of people are like, oh, I feel like my mother is right on top of me. Like your in-law is set up nicely because he's separated from where you are, but he's close enough that, you know.
I need to get to him, I can. But
absolutely. All right, so we're at 10:21. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go continue on with the top five reasons why you should be on the market right now if you're thinking about selling your home.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing. Fully insured. 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. 50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Now, 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. I have no idea. I really don't even have a frog in my throat, but apparently I do. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We are both from Boston Connect Real Estate. I am the proud broker, owner, and founder of Boston Connect Real Estate. We're located here on the South Shore. We've been in business now 5 years. We've been on our own. I've been a real estate agent for 15, if you can believe that.
I know.
Where the heck does time go? I have no idea. But things we're talking right now about the top reasons why, if you are listing your home, why you shouldn't consider taking it off the market right now and why you should be on the market right now. We just went over low inventory. You want to just recap that a little bit?
Well, there is a lot lower inventory anyway, all year round, seems since last year. That's been a good almost a year. Then it gets lower because people do take their properties off for the holidays. I'm really not sure why, but we're hoping some people call in and tell us why.
I know. Yeah, 781-837-4900. Larry is waiting for your call. He's like just jumping up and down, waiting for some phone calls in there. Larry, I can see you. My goal is to make him smile and laugh when I'm here. Is he going to ever do that with me? No, there he is.
He's got a little bit
of
a smirk.
Cute,
little
isn't
smirk
he?
Going
yes,
on there.
I know. So if you want to tell us why you think it's a terrible idea to be on the market right now, why don't you give us a buzz? But we're going to tell you the reasons why we know it's a good time to be on. So we talked about inventory. I'm trying to get online, but I can't remember the password here. So at our next break, I'll make sure I get the for their internet so I can look up some statistics on that as well.
Yeah, and they say they sell for 1.2% higher than asking price during the winter months, again, because you have multiple offers most likely coming in, and we've seen that throughout the year anyway. So even on this one, I'm getting calls on the property. I had 12 calls the day after Christmas to view the property, and it was already...
Yeah, because when you have that one group of buyers, we're starting to say, you have a group of buyers... your house to look at. What happens in the spring, they have many houses to look at,
right?
So then it can switch over. Sorry, go ahead.
Absolutely. And they're also saying there's an anticipation that the mortgage rates may go up in the spring. We don't know. I'm certainly not a financial wizard by any means, or I don't have a crystal ball, but they're saying that it's advantageous because the rates could be going up. And it's also a good time to negotiate and buy on the selling and the buying side during this time of year. And people that are more willing to negotiate, that have had their property on the market through the fall.
Exactly.
And now they're like, oh, we just want it sold. Well, most likely it was probably priced a little bit high if it didn't go.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is I think that there is a little bit of, you tend to test the market a little bit when you have your house on the market. And sometimes, you know, we give a range. Of course, everybody wants to be the range. But if you go a couple months and your home isn't selling, then you really need to look at, okay, let me relook at that range in the houses that we originally chose. Should have I maybe been on the lower end of the range, and the house probably would have sold. But no one's ever willing to take the risk that they could have gotten more for their house. But as long as you're in that range, I feel comfortable with that. At least you give it that old college try, so to speak.
Right.
But I think right now, if anybody is going to do any type of change, the change should be do your price adjustment now while the buyers are still out there. These first 2 weeks, we're probably 2 or 3 weeks, we'll probably see a lot of like relocation buyers that are going to come out
first
of the woodwork.
Of the year, mm-hmm. Because budgets are in place for companies.
Exactly.
And they can hire people. They're saying that February is historically the best month to list, and 66% of homes that are listed in February sell within 90 days. And cold weather cities like Boston and Chicago, I don't know anything about Chicago, but Boston, home sellers are better off listing their homes in the winter during than any other season.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they're saying priced right and show well, they can sell any time of the year, and that shoppers are very, very active during the winter months. And I would say that, absolutely.
Oh.
I'm telling you, my phone hasn't stopped ringing for people that want to
see.
Yeah,
and it's because you, again, we're talking from the listing perspective of, you know, our buyers are frustrated because there isn't any inventory, and our sellers are overwhelmed because they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe how much activity I have right now. But you have to be priced right, because you know what? That's where it really comes down to. If you're not priced appropriately, then your house isn't going to sell. Buyers can see the same information we see, and buyer representatives are out there helping their buyers.
Right.
So they see all those numbers as well. It isn't like when we bought our house back 15 years ago, no one told me. It was just like, well, this is the price. I'm like, okay.
Right. I know.
And that's what I went with.
Yeah, we didn't know. You don't know what you don't know.
Yep.
But we're here to educate.
Exactly. You are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. And we are talking about the top five reasons why you should stay on the market. The one was lower inventory. You just hit upon you potentially get more money for your home this time of year because the buyers are all fighting to have your house. There's no other houses for them to choose from, so they end up spending more money on your house. I saw a lot of that this year. Mm. I try to get my buyer clients sort of away from that buying with emotion.
Right, absolutely.
But it does happen when there's low inventory, and that's what happened to us back in, you know, 2004, 2000, you know what I mean? That whole time frame when things were just selling really quickly, that people were buying with emotion. Back then, the appraisal process was different, so you could easily get the money to do those things. Now the appraisal process is different, so there isn't as much, you can't go that far over the list price or what the appraisal price is, because it's going to be appraised.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
And they generally are appraising out at exactly. I've had very few that are a little bit higher, that there's equity in the property, honestly. But they're priced appropriately. Sorry, Sharon, go ahead. You have a few more things there.
Yeah, so again, top five reasons to stay on the market. So low inventory is one. You get more, you know, a better financial gain if you're on now because you have more people looking at it. I think that there are fewer interruptions. So I don't know that this is a good reason to put your home on the market, but I know that people say to me, you know, I just, you know, keeping the house in order, it's so frustrating. You know, we're really not getting that many showings and, you know, no one's out there really looking. Like, these are all the things that we hear. My opinion is perfect. So at least we know when a buyer is coming that it's a real buyer. It isn't just a looky-loo or somebody
Correct.
Who's interested in what the inside of your house looks like,
right.
You know, because they want to be nosy and see what the inside of your house looks like. So there are fewer interruptions, and you don't have to do open houses if you don't want to do open houses.
No.
I have several clients that don't want to do open houses. Fine by me, by the way.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I mean, it's a Sunday, you know what I mean? That's when these open houses are happening.
Right.
So you have fewer interruptions, which means if you're home and somebody wants to see your house, you just get it all tidied up. If you're feeling, you know, flustered because it's going to be, oh my gosh, someone wants to get in here in an hour, that's okay. We have a really good way of talking to people and saying, just to let you know, they weren't anticipating any showings today. They're in the middle of putting away some of their decorations, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you can see beyond that. Absolutely.
Well,
it's all
your house in Hanover went on the market and it needed some stuff done to it. And I heard you on the phone just explaining to the other agents, you know, I just, you know, please prepare your client.
Right. Absolutely. Because it was something that was a necessity to get this property on the market rather quickly, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 9 people, you know, living in the house at the same time, which and six of them were children, probably very young. So there was a lot of, and it was Christmas, you know, 2 days before Christmas. So lots of things around. And normally I like time to go through it with my client and say, okay, let's do this, let's do that. Because I try very hard for them not to have to spend any money if they don't have to.
Yeah.
And just tidy things up, put things away, put things in totes, you know, and I can explain that you're moving. So mm-hmm. that's why these totes are in the basement. We didn't have that luxury. And I know a few people that know me said, gee, Cindy, that there weren't many pictures of your property. That's unlike you. And
yeah.
I said, I know. I couldn't because I was moving things, but I didn't have enough room to move things. So I wanted to explain to any agents that had potential buyers that this is not the norm for me. Mm-hmm. I don't ordinarily like that because people are focused on maybe the clutter
yeah.
and not the property. And they're thinking, oh my goodness, if they're having all these things here, then yeah. where am I going to put my things?
Yeah.
It wasn't that the house has plenty of room. It's mm-hmm. a beautiful four-bedroom colonial.
Everything is situational.
It's just that different way of how people live and how, you know, they work a lot, didn't have time to take care of things and tidy things up with, you know, six young children. So it was difficult. And I would rather prepare because a lot of people cannot go into homes and see beyond.
Well, you did have one person who said, I'm sorry, my client just can't see past that.
Right, absolutely.
So they did not go, right?
Right. They would not be able to see past that. The husband could, but the wife could not. And a lot of people cannot. So, and that was fine because mm-hmm. I had plenty of people, but I didn't have them walking in going, oh.
Yeah, what's
oh,
that?
Oh, what happened here? yeah. I did not have to worry about that. And they said, you know what? You prepared me perfectly fine so I could prepare my client. And again, on the first day, four offers.
Yeah, and that's the other thing too is, we see a lot of homes where, you know, both of us are, you know, accredited staging professionals and we can go into homes and we can give ideas and suggestions. And if you need a bigger staging platform, then we obviously have resources for that. But I think that, you know, I worry sometimes that people are afraid that they're going to be judged by the way that the home looks. Mm-hmm. And they certainly, any professional is never going to judge you, first of all.
Oh, gosh.
So I have worked with a couple of clients who have been classified as hoarders. And these homes need a lot of work. But I also know that in my heart of hearts, the house is one thing, but it's taking care of the emotions that go along with this for the client. And a lot of times it's parent. I mean, kids will call on us to sell their parents' homes and they're embarrassed. They don't want to let you in. And you just have to, I think that we do, as well as all the agents in the office, you know, we're there to assist. This is not
Absolutely.
A transaction for us.
No.
We're here to help you through every process.
Absolutely.
On my way in, actually, I got a phone call from somebody and, you know, he came into some inheritance and he's looking for a home. And I tried to explain to him, you know, what buyer agency was in the 3 minutes I had as I was running up the stairs, and he doesn't fully understand it. But those are the types of, that's what we do when we do really well. Like, let's sit down, let's talk about this. Perhaps there's a better way for you to do things. So don't be embarrassed if you're in a situation like that.
Oh, gosh, no.
No, absolutely
never.
Not.
Don't. Who are we? Seriously,
yeah.
Look at us. Who are we to judge?
Absolutely. I have to get a dumpster to my house. So, what are some, when you're working as a seller's agent and so you're having the opportunity to speak with all of these agents directly rather than them just setting them up, do you have the agents call you to set up showings, or how do you set up showings?
It depends on the property. Lately, for the most part, I had situations where a property might need some work, or it's in that type of situation where it's mm-hmm. just not as presentable as maybe the client or myself would like it, and there's just not that opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
So I talk to them about that because I want them to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
I educate my homeowners, you know, and I educate the buyers, my buyers as well. So I want I don't want to waste anyone's time.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or my client's time or the buyer's time if they can't, mm-hmm. you know, see beyond that. So I do like to talk about my properties with agents, other agents. I do like to let them know all the nuances that I know about them because I try to learn as much as I possibly can. You know, age of the roof, age of the heating system, age of the water, the major things, the windows, when was this replaced? You know, mm-hmm. how long do we have on that? What's your...
And we can post all of that on MLS, but I don't know that a lot of times people are taking the time to pull that information.
Correct.
So, but I mean, we also have great relationships with all of our co-broke clients, you know, agents that we work well in the sandbox, I like to say.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, with our co-brokes, you know, with other companies. That's one thing that we're very fortunate on the South Shore. And I would say Massachusetts in general, that we really have, for the most part, a very good caliber of agents who we can work together with in a good environment, you know. So number four, we actually already talked about it, the reasons why to stay on the market. Serious buyers. Mm. Now people are out there, like this person just said to me, he's like, I inherited some money and I'm ready to buy right now.
No.
You know?
Right. And they are ready.
Mm-hmm. The relocation people.
Absolutely. That's huge this time of year.
Mm-hmm. They have to be in a house by a certain amount of time.
Right.
So the serious buyers are out there, which leads into all the other things we talked about. Fewer interruptions, but you have serious buyers. So I think that the benefit over compensates for the bad interruption. And then the relocation was my number five. Did you have any others on your list that you could think of for the top five reasons to stay on the market?
No. I think that you touched on all of them. What I wanted to touch on next was, you know, how to, especially during the winter months, and especially if we do, you know, get inclement weather, is to talk about one thing that I find when I'm showing properties this time of year, when we go into a property and it's freezing cold.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We're going to
keep it warm.
Yeah. So we're going to talk right now about the tips, right? Is that what you want to,
yeah.
We're going to get on to? Okay. So we're going to talk about the top things and top tips for you now that your house is on the market. And Cindy is going to get into those. But why don't we just take our break 1 minute early? So when
sure.
we come back, we'll have a whole new segment on just that. How's that sound?
I can hardly wait.
All right. Perfect. Larry, can we take that break now?
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing. Fully insured. 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. 50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, now 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara, the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, here with Cindy Ford on Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, actually. And just going to keep on saying our names over and over again. Here we are, WATD, talking real estate, sitting at our little table here. First segment, we were just talking about the top five reasons why you should stay on the market. Quick recap. Low inventory, you'll get more financial gain because there's less inventory. So people want your home. So they're willing to pay more for it. And there are multiple buyers. So generally we get multiple offers. There's fewer interruptions when you're on the market this time of year because, again, there's fewer interruptions because maybe there is a group of people who are not looking right now. With the fewer interruptions, you have those serious buyers. And also we have to think about the type of people who are looking right now. And that would be relocation clients. That would be people who are right-sizing, my favorite term that I created. It's not a downer that you're getting rid of that four-bedroom colonial. You're right-sizing. And then we also have, unfortunately, death and divorce, but we also have people who maybe just had a new baby and whatever. So they're doing all kinds of things. Now Cindy is going to get more into the top, we'll say top five, just because that's what we did, top five tips for keeping your, what you should be thinking about when you do have your home on the market this time of year.
Well, we'll start with the outside. So make sure that the, and I know it's difficult this time of year for the landscaping to be appealing, but, you know, get those leaves removed from all around your flower beds and get the, you know, flowers, and I don't know the difference, but annuals, annuals up, pull them up. Is that an annual? That's something that doesn't come
annual,
up everywhere?
Yeah.
Get them out of there. Get the pumpkins removed. Get the Christmas decorations removed. Clean
people
out the
gutters.
People
should not have pumpkins out right now, but if you do.
They do.
Yeah.
I've seen them.
I know.
Yeah, do all of that. Make sure it at least looks, especially where we haven't had any really bad weather, it's perfectly fine. Trim the branches back of trees in case we do have some wind or rain or sleet.
One thing I'd like to bring up about the exterior of a home is if you have a pet, so if you have a dog, just make sure those are all cleaned up. You know what I mean? I mean, the dog has to, you know, do his duties. But I had a listing one time and, yeah, the buyer stepped in duty. Then duty was like all over the house. So if you have a pet, make sure you're cleaning that up. It just doesn't look appealing anyways, right?
Especially in the snow.
Yeah, no, you definitely want to get rid of that. So
absolutely. Okay. So keep the outside because, again, they're driving up to this property. So get your, you know, your wreaths down and your candles out of the windows and any decorations you have on the front lawn. Get those removed and pick up the yard. You know, we did have some wind and rain recently, but we're fortunate that we haven't had any horrible snowstorm, so I'm thrilled about that. So, you know, get the leaves out of the way. If there is snow, make sure the walkway is clear. You don't want to be liable for that.
And the other thing too is with, you know, the one good reason why you want to get those leaves up as well is because it will burn the grass too. Like, it's not good for that to like disintegrate. I don't know what the word is, decompose.
Let's go with that.
Two city girls, yeah, sitting here, like, thinking we know anything about leaves. Because I heard it one time. I think I'm a professional now. Right. I'm a professional landscaper. No, but I did hear that it will burn certain areas if you leave the thing there. The other thing that you mentioned was about getting the leaves out of the gutters. One of the reasons that's really important to do, because if the snow is piling up there, you're going to end up with ice dam issues. We went through a heck of a year last year with ice dams, so you want to do those types of things to prevent it. But a lot of times, Sin, when I'm looking at houses as a buyer's agent, I notice the things that people don't do, and it makes me wonder what else they haven't done.
Right.
Did they maintain the heating system? You know, are they putting Band-Aids on, you know, the water heater because it's about to go? You know, so do those things because it just shows that you really have care of ownership.
Oh, I've told a million times, I've said, you know, do your own have an inspector come in.
That's such a great
idea. Surprises.
We
no
talk
surprises.
About that. Yeah.
I think that is, and I say that to a lot of my clients that honestly think that their house is perfectly maintained and everything's great, and I'm thinking, as I'm walking around, like you, I'm seeing things that they might not be seeing, and I think, oh, that'll come up in inspection.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to come up in inspection, because we're at all of the inspections, whether it's the listing or the buyer's side. I do anyway.
Yeah.
I go to all my inspections. So, you know, I think it's great to hire an inspector. It's worth it. And then you can get those things addressed, and then the inspection, again, no surprises, you can go through that.
And quickly. That's a really good point. I'm glad you brought it up, because we have talked about it with Stephen Cook from Imperial Inspections. When you have I had one of my clients do it actually this year too. When you have an inspection, let's just say there's something wrong with one of the electrical outlets. Maybe it's reverse polarity. Now I'm an electrician.
Reverse. I kind of
reverse
like
polarity.
That
yeah,
reverse
I know. I sounded
polarity.
So fancy. I know.
I'm write that down.
If Kevin Adley is listening right now, I know you were just fancified by that little terminology I just came up with. P.S. Kevin is an electrician, so if you need one, just give me a call. I'll give you his number. But something like that might cost, you know, to have an electrician come in, it might cost an electrician. You're just so impressed by me.
Always, but that one just
that one was
me.
Really, really good, huh? Or it could be the diverter in your shower if you have a Simmons valve. Please. I know. Call in the plumber. But we're talking about sort of little simple things here.
Well, at my inspection the other day, shower, you know, didn't turn on the first floor, was a full bath, didn't turn. Yeah. And I'm thinking, well,
the
if there's
diverter.
Water in the bottom, they have to. Yeah. It works because I can see they've clearly taken a shower. It just needed a diverter.
That's
all it needed.
Yeah.
Is a diverter.
Or your condensation pump is stuck, so that's why you
hate when that happens.
I know. But little things, but that might cost have an electrician come in. I have no idea. Let's just say $100, $200. Who knows? Under 500, right?
Right.
So that's what we're seeing. That's how much it would cost you as a seller to do it. But a buyer comes in and they're like, what? I got reverse polarity on my plug? No GFI in my sink? That's at least $5,000. I want $5,000 off the sale price.
No GFI near my sink. Exactly. What do we do? We can't buy this house.
No, I want $5,000 off.
And you think, oh.
And in my head, I'm thinking, really?
Really?
For reverse polarity.
I can take care of that.
Watch, I probably have the term all wrong. I have no idea. Hey, Kevin, if you listen, why don't you give me a buzz and tell me if that's the right term or not. 781-837-4900. Okay, so this is the reason why we'd like to have the inspection beforehand, because it is true. You know, the buyer sees it as this enormous amount of money. Everything is at least $1,000. So.
Right.
Okay. What else do you have on your list?
So then when you walk in, if people have mudrooms or entryways or foyers or whatever that is, that at this time of year you're hanging the winter coats, you're putting the boots, you're putting the shoes and leaving the shoes, make sure that entryway is clean and clear and doesn't look cluttered, because that's the first thing they're seeing when they're walking in the house. Like,
and can I tell you, it just feels good living in a space like that. So the girls are home from school.
Uh-oh.
And we have a little mudroom. It used to be a laundry, half-bath laundry. Yeah. Mark made it into a mudroom with the laundry. And it's nice because literally, I can't believe how many jackets we have. But underneath is all shoes. And I said to the girls, all right, you're both home. Pull out all the shoes. And, I mean, I know one has one size and one has another size. And shoes all over the place. But my pile was the biggest. So we purged. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I have couple bags of older shoes. I have a problem throwing some of those things out, but I'm going to find a place to drop them off today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And it feels good. I exactly knew where these black boots were this morning.
See?
Mm-hmm.
I have a boot closet. I have a shoe closet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, all right. So anything I can do, you can do better. Okay.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Organization is my middle name.
Yeah.
So, yeah, make sure that it's warm and cozy inside. So say you have, you know, many people today have the thermostats that you can set, blah, blah, blah. If your house is, and you put it lower during the day, if you know that there's showings, because generally speaking, we do try to give people 24 hours notice. None of my clients ever want to do that. They, can we get in this in an hour?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I know.
Did I say 24 hours when we first started meeting?
Mm-hmm.
But I manage something. They're like, you're good. And I'm like, I don't know how I got us in there. But
because your car is a jet, you can get anywhere in 5 minutes.
Well, I learned that from you.
So, no, that's my thing for 2016, by the way.
Drive slower? I can't imagine.
Oh, no, like be on time. I mean, I was on time today. I mean,
the first show
went a little late, that's all.
Yeah, not our fault.
No, not our fault.
Absolutely. So make sure that maybe the heat,
blame
you can
them.
Set it to go on a little higher during the day for the showings or things like that, or keep it up a little bit more. I know, you know, we've been fortunate again this year that we haven't had any really major cold weather, but when people walk in and they think it's cold, they think it's going to be cold when they live there.
It makes it uncomfortable to walk around.
When you can see your breath, yeah.
Yeah. We talked about this. So I have a lot of new construction.
Yeah.
I actually have a new development coming up in Pembroke next year, too.
That's right.
Yeah, so we have like 34 new houses coming up. I'm pretty sure that that's staying on track right now. But when I work with these contractors, you always feel bad. Like, I'll never go into a house and just put on the heat. I always ask permission to do that.
Absolutely.
Especially, like, I don't know if somebody had something worked on or whatever, so I always ask. But I get those houses nice and cozy. It makes people want to stay. If it's cold, they just can't wait to get back in their car.
Right. To get warm. I know. Absolutely.
That was a good tip, by the way. I don't know.
Oh, I am on.
I know. You think of everything. It was a really good tip.
I can't.
I never thought of it. I mean, I think of it when I'm in the house.
It's
but,
freezing.
Yeah, but I never think to say it out loud. That was a good one.
Yeah, when you can see your breath. Keep it bright, because a lot of showings, you know, it's darker earlier, and so people work. And I'm still showing properties at 6 or 7 at night.
Mm-hmm.
So what I try to tell my clients is, all right, before we even go see it, first drive by. If you can't see yourself living there, we're not going to waste anyone's time and go in.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Second, see if you like the neighborhood, you like it there. Okay, I want you to look at the outside, because we can't be walking around in the dark, especially if there's snow or something like that. You just can't. So keep the inside nice and bright. because a lot of people walk in and they think, oh, it's a dark house.
Yeah.
Well, it's dark out.
Yeah. I absolutely agree with that too. And that's why I know sometimes we'll say to people, you know, we really can't, it's better for us to see a house, obviously, as buyer's agents in the daylight so we can see other things outside.
Yep.
But if you can't, you can't.
No.
You know, people are working and people just don't have
time.
Might
be a condo, you know, that you're going to. So there's not, you know the complex, so you're okay with that. But, you know, and then when you get in too, make sure it's cozy inside. Like, you know,
can we talk about the lights for a second? Sorry.
We can jump.
I mean, we still have 8 minutes.
I've had like...
I know. But with the lights, I hate those light bulbs, the ones that like take 4 hours to light up.
You think that the light is...
I'm in there and I'm like, I can't see.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not an owl. So seriously, I cannot see. So I like real light bulbs.
Yeah.
I know the world is getting away from them, but...
I have to have real light
bulbs. I like the real light bulbs because when you turn it on,
it's... I can't do those curly, swirly things that are supposed to be something.
They take forever to light up.
And I think the light bulb is dead.
Yeah.
And then I walk over to the light and it goes on. Then I think I've got magic powers.
It has it's a dimmer light. So when you go into your point is you want it nice and bright. So just have real light bulbs.
Right. Because you might not be having any sun or it might be a dreary day. And so you don't want it to appear like it's a cold, dreary house.
That isn't going to help us, by the way, because you get massive on our show to talk to us. But whatever, we'll get there.
Oh, yeah,
so what was your next one? Oh, make it cozy, you were saying. Okay,
make it cozy. Put, you know, that throw over it. Now, one of the... I personally, who am never home, but I keep music low in my house so that when I walk home, it doesn't, because there's nobody there ever at the house. So keep the music low so that it's not so, I don't know, cold.
You're playing it for the dog?
No,
you just have it going.
I just like it going. Mm. I love music. I like to.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
You're talking to someone who just loves to dance. I mean, I can just break out at any point. I did when we were in Copley Place. You guys, the three of you were just looking at me. I'm like, no, like, don't you love this song?
Listen. I don't have an ounce of rhythm.
And listen, I'm 47 years old, and I'm going to say it. I love, like, hip-hop and rap, and look at me moving my shoulders right now.
You were...
I can't remember the name of the song.
I was little bit... No, can't remember.
Mark,
can't remember what day it is. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that was a good song.
So maybe play some music. Some people say leave some cookies or candies or something like that out. You know, make sure that decorations are down on the inside, especially this time of year. But if you have them up, minimal, if you can, just so the house doesn't look cluttered. And, you know, put that throw. They're also saying to maybe have a fire in the fireplace, but don't leave it unattended. And I think,
That's impossible.
That is impossible because you're not supposed to be in the house. So that one I'd like to skip past. But, well, I have a pellet stove, and that makes my house feel warm and cozy all the time.
Yeah.
And I love the pellet stove. So if you have a pellet stove, obviously it's on because it's great for heating. And, I lost my train of thought there.
No, that's okay. We're talking about having the house cozy, and I absolutely 100% agree. Don't have the fireplaces going.
Right? No.
I know one of my clients had the fireplace going. She had just one of those artificial logs in there, you know what I mean, burning. And when I got there for the open house, and I was, like, panicked a little bit about leaving because I don't really want to touch it at all.
No.
Because I don't want to make it worse. And, like, you know what I mean? I don't want sparks going anywhere. So I sort of waited until they got home.
And then you don't want to leave.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's a doorbell. Do you know what that means?
It means we have to go to a break?
Nope, it means we get the opportunity to talk about real estate for 5 minutes.
Oh, is it that time already?
Yeah, we get to talk about what's going on in our world with our listings. So I am doing an open house myself tomorrow. I think I may have mentioned this. It is a 5-lot subdivision. It is built by Stonebridge and Downwind Realty. And it is the last available house that they have. It is a 4-bedroom colonial. It's beautiful, beautiful. Mm-hmm. The farmer's sink, the granite, the center island. Nothing like new construction. Mm. Everything is new. So you have new mechanicals, new roof, new everything. I'm going to be down there. In your GPS, you should put in Pheasant Lane because Equestrian Way doesn't come up yet because it's a new subdivision. But this is the last available house. It is a 4-bedroom colonial. It is on the market for $649. I will be there tomorrow from 10 to 12. I'm doing it early because I know... Yeah, the Patriots are playing at 1, so I want to give everybody plenty of time to come to this open house, and then they can go to have their nachos and do all of that to watch the game. There are other open houses going on throughout the South Shore. Do you have any this weekend? No,
not this weekend. I'm putting the property on the market on Tuesday. I will be doing one Well, I'm hoping it'll be under agreement by next weekend. Yeah. And I won't have to do the open house, but you'll I'll be doing another open house.
Yeah. So we will, but if you want to see other open houses, you can go on to bostonconnect.com. Under the buyer tab, you will see another tab for our open houses. And if you can't get into the open houses this weekend because you'd rather be pre-gaming for the Pats game or maybe tailgating, then you can give us a call. Cindy and I would love the opportunity to work with you and bring you into some of these houses for a one-on-one appointment during the week. So you can catch us at the office is 781-826-7300. My cell phone is 781-294-4848. Cindy's cell phone is 781-367-4419.
Perfect. I can't believe you know that.
I know that.
Because everything's like you just
touch. I know. That's so, and then just keep your eyes open. If you are a buyer and you don't know the ins and outs of the process and you would love someone to sit down with you and educate you, I think that that's the most important step in the process is the first meeting, and this is how it works. Feel free to give us a call. And if you're thinking about putting your home on the market and you would like some advice about that, what's the value of my home? Talking about some of these things, what can I do to stage my home properly in order to have it shining in the best light for all the buyers? You can feel free to give us a call as well, and we would be more than happy to help you with that. So recapping on some of the things for people to do, do you want to talk a little bit too about with the interior and items for people to think about doing when it comes to a staging perspective? You talked a little bit about the mudroom, but just the basics of closets and cupboards and cabinets.
Yeah, make sure that they're all cleaned out, and because people open closets and cupboards and cabinets. They do. They want to see if their things fit. Get things off the countertops.
Yeah.
Get the, you know, the shoes and the coats either hung in a closet if you can, or at least have the mudroom nice and neat and tidy. You know, here's a big one. Make the beds.
Yes.
Make the beds.
Yes. I think that that's an easy fix, too, because I was just thinking that, too, because sometimes we go into homes and their furniture is outdated. So they don't, you know, they just, there's only so much you can do.
Right, and that's
so
okay.
You better make sure that the house is spick and span clean, right?
And the beds are made.
They still make that? Is that what it's
spick and span? I use spick and span.
Yeah. And make sure it's still clean. Q-tip clean is what we like to say, right? And you can throw pillows and comforters and things like that to sort of dress all that up. And that's why you would need a staging professional, an accredited staging professional, to help you. So you can call me and Cindy. Goodbye to all of our listeners. And Sin, we'll be back next week.
Absolutely. Happy New Year, everyone. Have a great day.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.